This is the new international airport at Mumbai, which just got inaugurated. So that's the state of art architecture that we can see right now. Now let us check what are the international air travel procedures. Now if we have traveled, if you have traveled from an airport, there is a difference between domestic airport procedures, airline procedures, and international airline procedures. All right, although the entire most of the things remain the same, there are certain differences. Let's see step wise what happens when a person takes an international trip through airways. So the first and foremost thing is that we need to buy a ticket, all right, from the airline, tour operator, or online. So when we are talking about airline ticket, we are talking about booking our reservation first. So this can be done by the choice of airline that we have. Today's trend is all the passengers actually go online, check the fares, compares the fares, compare their own timings, which is the convenient one. Choose it and try to get the best available fares out of it. So one can buy a ticket online and get it printed even at home. So today what is happening is we have e-tickets, all right? As earlier we had manual tickets, today we have e-tickets which have specific PNR. So all we have to do is take this printout and make sure that we are on time for our travel. So that's buying an air ticket. Obtaining visa for the destination country if required. Now when we are talking about domestic travel, the travel within the country, we do not require visas, although there are certain places which might require the permits. But when we are talking about an international trip, most of the countries will ask you for a visa. That's visitor's intention to stay abroad. That's what visa stands for. So obtaining a visa of a destination, the rules will be different for different countries. So if I as an Indian want to go to a country like USA, the sets of rules for an Indian to visit USA would be different. And if I am some other citizen, for example, I am a citizen from a country like China, and I want to visit USA, the visa rules will be different from China. So it varies from country to country. All right, so there are certain countries which might give you visa on arrival as well. So you actually arrive on the destination, you actually arrive on that country at the airport, and that's where the visa on arrival is given. So countries like say Hong Kong, or which has a visa on arrival, there are countries like Thailand or Malaysia which give you visa on arrival, but there are again certain rules or certain conditions. Not all the countries might be allowed. Even in India, there are visa on arrivals which are given, but only to specific countries, not to all. So that's a visa, and we need to have it before we enter that particular country. This visa will be either a stamp on the passport, or it can be a document, or it can be a label with embossed labeling which is done. That can be on your passport. So that's visa. It's a proof that you have legally entered the country. Arrive at the embarkation airport 3 hours before the flight departure's time. Now, this is what people say, you have to be at the airport 3 hours before your estimated time of departure. That's EDA, estimated departure time of the airline. So when we are talking about embarkation import, we are talking about going away airport, that is departing airport, and 3 hours before, so that you have ample of a time and it is convenient and comfortable for you to go through all those procedures. Check in at the airline counter. At the airport there will be counter. So suppose you have a British Airway airline, all right, and that's the ticket that you're holding. You have to go to British Airway counter. At that particular check-in, there are hand over the checked-in baggage and collect the baggage tax. Now these are the check-in baggages that we have, the big suitcases which are going to go in the cargo hold of that particular aircraft. So you actually have to give it at the check-in counter. Over there they are labeled with baggage tax, which are today barcoded. So it's been the barcode will be printed on your boarding pass. So that's how they know which bag goes with which aircraft. All right. So there is a very intelligent software system which manages this baggaging, so that your baggage is not lost. We have to collect baggage tax, especially for the cabin baggage. That is the bag which we are going to carry inside the cabin. there are BPs or boarding passes which mention the seats allotted. So this boarding passes today, there are certain airlines which allow you to print your own boarding pass at home, all right? And there are many other airlines which make sure that you are there at the check-in counter to collect this boarding pass. So you have to show your e-tickets and take the boarding pass and go ahead with it. Then there are gate number, flight number and departure times which is printed on this boarding pass. So all this happens at the check-in counter. Further ahead, what happens is again your checked-in baggage is checked for the weight, and if at all there is it is exceeding the allowed weight. For example, for economy classes, ideally 20 kgs is allowed, but if it is 22 or 24, you have to pay for the extra baggage that you are carrying. The next thing that we have in an international air travel procedure is the immigration. So go to immigration counter, fill in the embarkation slip if necessary. After passports and visas are verified, boarding pass is stamped by the immigration officers. Now here is the counter wherein your visas will be checked. Alright, these are the counters where you will get an embarkation slip. Now this can be there or may not be there. In India we do have, this is a simple slip which has, you have to write your details like passport number, then where are you going, by which flight you are going, when do you intend to come back, if at all there are any columns like where are you intending to stay and what is the purpose of your visit. So this is something which is given in the embarkation slip, so you might have to fill in those. Further ahead, the officers will be checking your visas, checking if there are any discrepancies in your passport, and then you get a stamp. Post this, what happens is a security check wherein your hand baggage is checked for security, and you yourself has to pass through the security stand wherein you will be checked for any security checks. So ideally none of the there is a list of prohibited items, so you cannot take on the cabin. Obviously there cannot be any kind of sharp objects with you, and after this security procedures are done, we can go ahead and sit near our boarding gate number which is there and wait for the announcement for our flight. Then the next thing that happens is we have to board the plane and occupy the seat allotted. So this is the entire airport procedure that happens when we are going. Similarly, the same kind of procedure is there when we land at a particular airport. We have to collect our baggages, go through the security checks, and go ahead to the destination. Those are the passports and visas. This is a typical airline ticket. Now ideally, depending upon which CRS, that's computer reservation system, the ticket is being printed, the kind of layout will differ, but the things that are there, the information that is given on that particular ticket will remain the same. So we have the fare basis. This fare basis is made of a combination of letters. Each letter stands for something. So suppose if we are talking about HRA, here H might stand for a class. Further ahead it is HRAAPTA. So all this stands for something, and each fare basis has a particular fare to it. So suppose if I am talking about say a fare basis which has letters like APX, so we are talking about Apex fares. Similarly, if I am talking about a fare basis which has EE in it, it means excursion fares, economy excursion fares. So these are the fare basis. Next, what we have is the validity date. We are talking about validity date of this coupon. That is, this particular flight will be valid only from 20 May to 20 May. That is the departure date of this particular flight which is given. This is the flight segment that we call. All right. And then we have the IT indicator to blank the fare box. This is the fare box which gives you the fare total. These are the fare blanked. These are the types of taxes which are there. This is the fare calculation queue surcharges. Here are the queue surcharges which is charged. Okay, these are the endorsements, if any. This is where we talk about the form of payment. So over here it is invoice, then it can be check or cash. It can be even the credit card numbers. We have a typical tour code. So sometimes what happens is there are special discounts and air ticket is a part of a tour which has been given a typical tour code. So if it's a group tour which is taken by a particular travel agency in collaboration with a particular airline, this tour code will be a must on that particular e-ticket to make sure that the passengers are given the adequate discounts. Then we have the baggage allowance, which is seen by 2PC. PC stands for peace. So there are, when we talk about baggage system, there are countries which follow the peace system, and then there are countries which follow the kilo system, that is the weight system. All right. So here we, what we are talking about is that 2-piece luggage is allowed. And this particular e-ticket is from Amadeus, the CRS. So the entries will differ depending upon which CRS you are using. That's the checking in for the flight. That's the check-in counter. Immigration counter, wherein the passengers, wherein the staff is actually going to check your visas and other details. This is the security check at an airport, where these are the barricades from through which you have to go. There is the hand baggage where you have to go ahead and make sure that the security checks is done. While boarding the plane, these are the logos of different airlines. Now, most of these airlines, the logos are signature logos of those airlines. There are signature uniforms for each particular airline. Further ahead, each airline will have air codes, okay, airline codes. So if I'm talking about British Airways, it's BA. If I'm talking about Air India, it's AI. Similarly, others. So most of this have their signature logos, all right, and these are the types of logos that you have, you can see. Now let's check what do we mean by international airfare. All right. Now, like I said earlier, there are different classes. So obviously, you will be charged depending upon the class. So when we are talking about first class, business class, it is towards higher strata. So obviously, the fares will be charged more. The first class and business class will have certain things which are plus things. That is, it is the service will be towards more grander. So when we are talking about first class, the seats are wide, they are comfortable. Ideally, in a particular airline, the first class are limited to 4 seats or 6 seats. Okay, more leg room, special crew. The crew for first class, business class and economy are different. So one of the things which is there in first class is that each passenger is called by their own name. So there are special facilities for food and beverages. Here the serving plates or the chinaware that is used is also different. The menu is more elaborate. There is alcoholic beverages, complimentary or charged otherwise. All right. So all this are specially provided for the first class. Some of the airlines also give a limousine pickup and drop service. There are special check-in counters. There are certain other things like special lounges where in the first class people can sit and wait till their plane comes. So all this is a part and parcel if you are going to buy a first class ticket. Next happens is business class, again more comfortable seats, communication facilities like internet and phone, which also goes in the first class. So business class also similar to first class, but the services are less elaborate. So it can be with respect to the food menu that is offered. It can be again the types of seats that are provided. Economy class, not all the services are provided. It is again some classes which provide lesser fare. Cheapest fare, seats are smaller and closely packed. In any particular airline, the economy class seats are more in number than compared to first and the business class. Now, these are the top 10 airlines in respect to service and customer satisfaction. And what we can see is Singapore Airlines being the first one. The scorecard tells it to pass with an 87%. Qatar Airways, next come the Emirates, then Japan Airlines, Virgin Atlantic, All Nippon Airways, Cathay Pacific, Thai International Airways, Air New Zealand and Asiana Airways. So these are the top 10 contenders when we are talking about the performance of this. The kind of things which matter here is how well they are on time, that is the on time performance, the kind of service which is given, and the customer satisfaction. Again, the how the customers are coming repeatedly, and the loyalty factor which goes with this airlines. Further ahead, it is the connections, though Singapore Airlines will offer you the best connections. All right, so all this is taken into account when we are talking about 10 top 10 airlines. Now that was about the airways. Let us see what we have when we are talking about surface or land options. Now road transport, we have the cars, bus services, taxis, cabs, rented vehicles and camper vans. Next we have the railways, where in metro, tube, local area networks, the entire face of tourism industry was transported by cars and motors, all right, motor coaches. So when we are talking about land, the first thing that comes up is cars, but apart from that, there are buses or motor coaches. So these are the motor coaches which are running from, say, one place to another. It can be either a long distance one, or it can be near city tour. There are certain intercities which are operating in the morning and then dropping people at a B place in the night. So that's a day journey, and then again returning back in the night. Alright, so depending upon which cities we are talking about, again depending upon the people who are using this service. So such intercities might have lesser pickup points, alright, and this might be used by the commuters who are going up and down through this this point, and lesser used by the tourist. Similarly, there are certain places which offer very scenic beauty, so by road is an option which will be more more attractive for the tourist. So these are there. Further ahead, when we talk about vehicles, we can talk about the cars. The types of cars will matter, especially when we are renting. So in rented cars, there are different rules. When we are using our own car, there will be different rules. So since we are talking about international travel here, ideally it will be a rented car. All right. So there will be different kinds of rules which are there. This rented cars again can be self-driven or with the chauffeur. So when again there are self-driven, you need to have an international car license and adhere to the rules of that particular country. There are camper vans which are taken for a long elaborate road trip that we say. So let us see. Advent of motor cars. Now when we are talking about motor cars, which came into operations by end of 19th century, by 20th century cars became a household utility and was widely used for short distance travel. There are many countries where in the ratio of users and the cars is given that for every two people or a family of four, there are actually four cars, so one for each. Alright, in some of the countries the ratio is you know, beyond this. So for a family of four, there might be five cars. So today what we see are cars are used a lot. It is a utility which is there for everyone. Improved wide multi-lane highways and development of speedier cars was the reason. So suppose when we if we compare the progress of how the cars advent at the time of invention, car was just an invention. It was something which was used by very few people. Next, what happened is people started buying the cars. All right, this was because of their need. It was again because of the comfort and convenience that a car provides. As the technology developed, we today have new improved cars. They are faster, they are comfortable, they are convenient. Alright, more importantly, we have development of the road networking that we can see. The road network that we can see, the better roads that we can see. There are expressways, there are highways, which make sure that you start from point A and then you reach point B without lots of signals or lots of stoppage. And there are a certain expressway which give you no speed limits. Alright, so these are the expressway which are used. So car bus travel a must in any of the international tour itinerary. Further ahead, what we know is it cannot be avoided. So if you are talking about international trip, the road trip comes in it, because from point A to point B you have to travel through road. There will be hardly any countries where you might not use this road transport. So when you are talking about an international trip, there are many people who are comfortable in using the motor coaches or buses for their holidays. So what gives them is the security of traveling in a group rather than the cars. mobility and convenience are main reasons for cars becoming so popular. So this is something which adds to the positive aspect of cars. Why? Because it is the convenience which comes with it. So if I'm talking about an international trip and I have hired a car, it is up to me as to how I am going through from one place to another. So I can change my itinerary, I can redo it, I can rechange it, that is reframe it, I can stop wherever I want. All right, so all this, this is the freedom which is given by use of motor cars. These are the different road vehicles on international routes. So we have the bikes. When we are talking about rentals, there are many cities which are best viewed on bikes, such as a city like Goa, wherein bikes are given on rents. There are also certain cycle trips. So when we are talking about trips near Europe, there are many tour packages which actually give you cycle trips. So it is camps, okay, and you are given a cycle along with the tent. So that's one. We have buses and we have cars. Now when we are talking about car rentals, there are car rentals companies which are there globally present, okay, and there are CRS systems which help booking this particular cars. Ideally in India, the CRS and car rental bookings are not much popular, but when we are talking about countries like Europe or USA, just as the airline network works with respect to CRS, that's computer reservation systems, or GDS, that's global distribution system, similarly there is a network of car rentals. So there are rules and regulations going through it. That's a typical camper van, okay, ideal for the campers. Okay, so again this particular booking can be done by global car rental companies. So there are specific rules. For example, they have different kinds of cars which can be given to the passengers. So for example, if I am a person who is traveling with four people, I might be okay with a small car, and I might want an automatic gear or shift or manual shift. All right, further ahead it can be AC or non-AC. Then if I might need some other extra equipment with it, so all this can be requested, and there are this 10 global companies like AVs or Hertz of car rental companies which will offer. After that there are certain other things, like you can pick up car from one point and drop it to somewhere else and leave it there, all right, depending upon the condition. So for example, in India how the system is, if I'm taking a car rental from Mumbai and I'm going all the way to Pune, ideally they charge you back, that is Pune to Mumbai is chargeable even though you don't come back to Pune. Okay, so there are certain countries wherein you can have a self-driven car, okay, you have taken it on rental from a point A, you have proceeded to point B, you have seen all the tourist attractions, and you can leave it at point B, provided there is that particular rule is given while that particular thing is said while you have taken the rent, taken the car on rent. So there are many such things. There are fuel charges which will be adding up with it. If you have taken a chauffeur, you, those will be the charges which will be added up. And then again there are certain caps on how many days you want the car and how many miles you're going to use it. So that is how the charges are done. This is the intercity comfortable buses. Even in India we see there are sleeper buses, okay, where you can actually sleep entirely in a horizontal position. There are certain buses which have only a reclining, so you can recline the seats for the night journey. All right, so this is a this is one bus which is there. This intercity again has different services depending upon which country you are. In countries like US and countries like Europe, there is meal on board on this particular buses. Then there are in countries like India where meal on board is not given, but there are stops in between the journeys where people stop and take the food or the meals. SUVs or service utility vehicles popular for long distance. So if I'm talking about a long distance journey, I might opt for a different kind of cars which will make my journey more comfortable. Limousines for the rich, this is something which is always on the highest strata. So I can rent the limousines we have seen on the red carpet for different occasions. It is the celebrities who use those. All right. So if the rich are going to travel, this is the ideal option that they might choose. Adventure tours on motorcycles. We all know things like there are trends wherein you are taking a road trip, you're on a bike and you travel to mountains or you travel to roads which are as inaccessible as this. So here is something where only a bike or a cycle might go, and the adventurers are the ones who might choose this particular kind of place. So this is also a part of tourism wherein you are taking motorcycles to remote places, and it comes with the camping. So ideally you might reach there and you might camp at that particular place. So in many countries this particular bikes are also given on rent. Family tours ideally are the cars which are taken. So that's family tours. In road travel, what happens is it gives you a family tribe. You are together in one particular car.